This is Resonance 104.4 FM. Excuse me, it's the emotion, love. Flipping marvellous. How are you, eh? Good? Good. I'm Nick Hennigan. This is Literary London on Resonance FM. We're also, of course, as you may know now if you're a regular, on bohemianbritain.com. Oh, yes. All over the place we are. And it's all good podcast suppliers. Yes. I think. So anyway, yeah, we're celebrating birthdays again. Next week, we've got a request show. So if there's a particular... excuse me. It's the emotion, love. Yes. If there's a particular poem or reading or book or even bit of literary music that you would like to hear or dedicate to a friend, then do please get in touch. radio@mavericktheatre.co.uk. Theatre spelt, you know, the English way. Or you can now get me at nick@bohemianbritain.com. nick@bohemianbritain.com. So drop me an email if there's a particular piece that you would like to hear. But this time, of course, it's April. And we're celebrating the birth of the bard. I have quite a close association with William Shakespeare, he said slightly desperately. No, because I, of course, am born in Birmingham. Birmingham, by the way, is Britain's second city. People quite often from abroad go, oh, right, Birmingham, where is that? And I say it's 25 miles from Stratford-upon-Avon, and everyone knows where it is then. Yes. So I have an attachment there. I also, the first play that I wrote, which was, in fact, 30 years ago this year. Oh, blimey. It was a version of Shakespeare's Henry V. I've mentioned before, I left school at 15 without any qualifications. But saw Ken Branagh's film and thought, oh, this is interesting. The actor Kenneth Branagh did a version of Henry V, modern emotion. So I decided it would be better told by way of one person. Not realising, of course, at the time that even companies like the Royal Shakespeare Theatre only, or Royal Shakespeare Company, only do Henry V once every 10 years or so, because it's a massive play. And I decided I was going to do it with one person. And initially that one person was going to be me. I was DJing at the time. Yes, indeed. Playing the pedals that medal. And I won't go into all that. Working for a commercial radio station. Doesn't exist anymore. It's been bought out by someone. It used to be called BRMB, which was in the Midlands. Great station. I used to listen to it growing up. It was fantastic to be able to work there. Huge audiences we had. Not much money, I have to say. It wasn't very well played. But we had huge audiences. So I decided, and I was DJing. I used to DJ at a nightclub in Stratford-upon-Avon as well, three nights a week. So I've got a lot of attachment to the place. It was also a place, of course, every bank holiday where Brummies would just jump in the car and congest the A34. Yes, you get stuck in traffic every bank holiday. The idea of a drive or a ride when I'd got motorbikes down to Stratford-upon-Avon. So, and I've got some good friends that live there. And then I wrote Henry V, Lion of England. And I think I've mentioned before, we did it for one night at the Midlands Arts Centre. And I was going to perform it myself because I thought it's got to be worth 50 quid a night. Discos, DJing, that's a young man's game. And I was 30, I think, when I did this. But I knew a mate from Amdram, so I asked him to come in and help me out, and he ended up performing it rather brilliantly. Rob Vomit. Yeah. So known, because the first time I met him, he opened the door and went, "Hi, I'm Rob." It was a party. I won't go into detail. You know, it's a bit too sort of scatological, really. But Rob did a great job. We did it for one night in Birmingham, and it got seen by the then management of Jasper Carrot, who is a fantastic comedian, a British comedian, started on the folk circuit. And they said, "That was really good. We'd like to take you to the Edinburgh Fringe." And I went, "What's the Edinburgh Fringe?" Because I'd never heard of it. This was in 1992. So off we jolly well went, and it did rather well. It ended up kind of travelling around the world, did Henry V, Lion of England. And the one place that it did go to, it spent 3 months in Stratford-upon-Avon. Yeah, in what's now now the Claw Theatre. It was the Waterside Theatre then. It's the Claw Centre run by the Royal Shakespeare Company. In the round with Michael Shaw performing. And so I've got, yeah, I felt quite close to him. And it meant that for that summer I was living in Stratford-upon-Avon, which wasn't so, you know, romantic or really kind of wasn't really too special because I used to go there all the time being from Birmingham. But it was very nice living there. So I'm very fond of the old bard. I also, a bit later on then, did a version of Hamlet called Hamlet Horatio's Tale, which is probably touring next year again, with the voice of Sir Derek Jacobi, no less, the gorgeous Sir Derek Jacobi. I also then did a version of Romeo and Juliet, Romeo and Juliet FC is what I wanted to call it, but we actually stuck with Romeo and Juliet, in that the two houses in Romeo and Juliet, you know, the Capulets and the Montagues, they're normally quite kind of posh, and I decided I was going to make these families live at either end of the same road in Birmingham, and one would support Aston Villa, and the other would support Birmingham City football clubs. And that was a context, and I added a bit to the script, which always makes me smile. Like academics, like, you did what, dear boy? Although, actually, the Shakespeare purists quite like what I do, I have to say, my defence, because it's different enough. And we did that, and it was very contemporary. It involved things like Tinder and, you know, anyway, I wouldn't go on about it now, but it did rather well in Edinburgh. That's hopefully going to be touring in a couple of years' time, too. But I thought, to celebrate Shakespeare, I'd kind of go back, and it's, I say it's a bit indulgent, it's not really, but some of the classic actors who have performed Shakespeare are, you know, incredible. The people like Sir Laurence Olivier, who started the National Theatre in the UK. He did a lot of Shakespeare stuff, obviously. And we're going to do a little bit from Twelfth Night, I think, probably a bit from Macbeth, but I wanted to present this because Sir John Gielgud, I kind of knew someone that knew him, and he was quite a funny bloke, apparently. I think one of the quotes was, they've named a theatre after me, it's about time I died. Yeah, but he was a classic actor, of course, and a great talent. And this is him with Pamela Brown from Romeo and Juliet. What light through yonder window breaks. You know the one, don't you? Over to Sir John.
He jests at scars that never felt a wound. But soft, what light through yonder window breaks? It is the east, and Juliet is the sun. Arise, fair sun, and kill the envious moon, who is already sick and pale with grief that thou, her maid, art far more fair than she. Be not her maid, since she is envious. Her vestal livery is but sick and green, and none but fools do wear it. Cast it off. It is my lady. Oh, it is my love. Oh, that she knew she were. She speaks, yet she says nothing. What of that? Her eye discourses. I will answer it. I am too bold. 'Tis not to me she speaks. Two of the fairest stars in all the heavens, having some business, do entreat her eyes to twinkle in their spheres till they return. What if her eyes were there, they in her head? The brightness of her cheek would shame those stars as daylight doth a lamp. Her eyes in heaven would through the airy regions stream so bright that birds would sing and think it were not night. See how she leans her cheek upon her hand. Oh, that I were a glove upon that hand, that I might touch that cheek.
Ay me.
She speaks. Oh, speak again, bright angel, for thou art as glorious to this night, being o'er my head, as is a winged messenger of heaven unto the white upturned wondering eyes of mortals that fall back to gaze on him as he bestrides the lazy pacing clouds and sails upon the bosom of the air.
Oh, Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou Romeo? Deny thy father and refuse thy name, or if thou wilt not be but sworn my love, and I'll no longer be a Capulet.
Shall I hear more, or shall I speak of this?
'Tis but thy name that is my enemy. Thou art thyself, though not a Montague. What's Montague? It is nor hand, nor foot, nor arm, nor face, nor any other part belonging to a man. Oh, be some other name. What's in a name? That which we call a rose by any other name would smell as sweet. So Romeo would, were he not Romeo called, retain that dear perfection which he owes without that title. Romeo, doff thy name, and for that name which is no part of thee, take all myself.
I take thee at thy word. Call me but love, and I'll be new baptized. Henceforth I never will be Romeo.
What man art thou that thus bescreen'st in night so stumbleth on my counsel?
By a name I know not how to tell thee who I am. My name, dear saint, is hateful to myself because it is an enemy to thee. Had I it written, I would tear the word.
My ears have not yet drunk 100 words of that tongue's utterance, yet I know the sound. Are you not Romeo and a Montague?
Neither, fair saint, if either thee dislike.
How camest thou hither? Tell me, and wherefore? the orchard walls are high and hard to climb, and the place death, considering who thou art, if any of my kinsmen find thee here.
With love's light wings did I all perch these walls, for stony limits cannot hold love out. And what love can do, that dares love attempt. Therefore thy kinsmen are no let to me.
If they do see thee, they will murder thee.
Alack, there lies more peril in thine eye than 20 of their swords. Look thou but sweet, and I am proof against their enmity.
I would not for the world they saw thee here.
I have knight's cloak to hide me from their eyes. And but thou love me, let them find me here. My life were better ended by their hate than death prorogued wanting of thy love.
By whose direction found'st thou out this place?
By love's, that first did prompt me to inquire. He lent me counsel, and I lent him eyes. I am no pilot, yet wert thou as far as that vast shore washed by the farthest sea, I would adventure for such merchandise.
Thou knowest the mask of night is on my face. Else would a maiden blush bepaint my cheek for that which thou hast heard me speak tonight. Fain would I dwell on form, fain deny what I have spoke. But farewell, compliment. Dost thou love me? I know thou wilt say aye, and I will take thy word. Yet if thou swearest, thou may prove false. At lovers' perjuries, they say, Jove laughs. O gentle Romeo, if thou dost love, pronounce it faithfully. Or if thou think'st I am too quickly won, I'll frown and be perverse and say thee nay, so thou wilt woo. But else, not for the world. In truth, fair Montague, I am too fond. And therefore thou mayst think my havior light. But trust me, gentlemen, I'll prove more true than those that have more cunning to be strange. I should have been more strange, I must confess. But that thou overheardst ere I was ware my true love passion. Therefore pardon me, and not impute this yielding to light love, which the dark night hath so discovered.
Lady, by yonder blessed moon, I swear that tips with silver all these fruit tree tops.
Oh, swear not by the moon, the inconstant moon that monthly changes in her circled orb, lest that thy love prove likewise variable.
What shall I swear by?
Do not swear at all. Or if thou wilt, swear by thy gracious self, which is the god of my idolatry, and I'll believe thee.
If my heart's dear love...
Well, do not swear. Although I joy in thee, I have no joy of this contract tonight. It is too rash, too unadvised, too sudden, too like the lightning which doth cease to be ere one can say it lightens. Sweet good night. This bud of love, by summer's ripening breath, may prove a beauteous flower when next we meet. Good night. Good night. As sweet repose and rest come to thy heart as that within my breast.
Oh, wilt thou leave me so unsatisfied?
What satisfaction canst thou have tonight?
The exchange of thy love's faithful vow with mine.
I gave thee mine before thou didst request it, and yet I would it were to give again.
Wouldst thou withdraw it? For what purpose, love?
But to be frank and give it thee again. And yet I wish but for the thing I have. My bounty is as boundless as the sea, my love as deep. The more I give to thee, the more I have, for both are infinite.
Madam.
I hear some noise within. Dear love, adieu.
Madam.
Anon, good nurse. Sweet Montague, be true. Stay but a little. I will come again.
Oh, blessed night. I am afeard, being in night, all this is but a dream. Too flattering sweet to be substantial.
Three words, dear Romeo, and good night indeed. If that thy bent of love be honorable, thy purpose, marriage, send me word tomorrow by one that I'll procure to come to thee, where and what time thou wilt perform the rite. And all my fortunes at thy foot I'll lay and follow thee, my lord, throughout the world.
Madam!
I come anon. But if thou mean'st not well, I do beseech thee...
Madam!
By and by I come to cease thy suit... And leave me to my grief. tomorrow will I send.
So thrive, my soul.
1,000 times good night.
1,000 times the worse to want thy light. Love goes toward love as schoolboys from their books, but love from love toward school with heavy looks.
Hist, Romeo! Hist! Oh, for a falconer's voice to lure this tasseled gentle back again. Bondage is hoarse and may not speak aloud. Else would I tear the cave where Echo lies and make her airy tongue more hoarse than mine with repetition of my Romeo's name. Romeo!
It is my soul that calls upon my name. How silver sweet sound lovers' tongues by night, like softest music to attending ears.
Romeo!
My dear.
At what o'clock tomorrow shall I send?
At the hour of 9.
I will not fail. 'Tis 20 years till then. I have forgot why I did call thee back.
Let me stand here till thou remember it.
I shall forget to have thee still stand there, remembering how I love thy company.
And I'll still stay to have thee still forget, forgetting any other home but this.
'Tis almost morning. I would have thee gone. And yet, no further than a wanton's bird that lets it hop a little from her hand like a poor prisoner in his twisted gyves and with a silk thread plucks it back again, so loving, jealous of his liberty.
I would I were thy bird.
Sweet, so would I. Yet I should kill thee with much cherishing. Good night. Good night. Parting is such sweet sorrow that I shall say good night till it be morrow.
Sleep dwell upon thine eyes, peace in thy breast. Would I were sleep and peace so sweet to rest. Hence will I to my ghostly father's cell his help to crave, and my dear hap to tell.
Sir John Gielgud, and of course the famous speech from Romeo and Juliet. We're celebrating Shakespeare's birthday. I'm Nick Hennigan. This is Resonance 104.4 FM. Flippin' marvellous. And this is Literary London, where we talk about things literary and London-y, although not always. Hello again to Kath from California. Kath's emailed again. Still shining on the beach. She listens on the beach every week. Thanks, Kath. And as I mentioned earlier, if you've got a particular request, it's a request show next week. We do these occasionally, literary requests. If you've got a particular poem you'd like to hear, or a particular reading, or something from a play or a book, or if you've got anything yourself that you've written or you're involved in, then do get in touch. You can get me at radio@mavericktheatre.co.uk, radio@mavericktheatre.co.uk, or, of course, Nick. N-I-C-K, Nick@bohemianbritain.com. Nick@bohemianbritain.com, N-I-C-K. So, yeah, do get in touch. Now, we're celebrating Shakespeare's birthday. We've got to have a bit of this.
To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether it is nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles, and by opposing, end them, to die, to sleep no more. And by a sleep to say we end the heartache and the 1,000 natural shocks that flesh is heir to. It is a consummation devoutly to be wished, to die, to sleep, to sleep. Perchance to dream. Aye, there's the rub. For in that sleep of death, what dreams may come when we have shuffled off this mortal coil must give us pause. There's the respect that makes calamity of so long life. For who would bear the whips and scorns of time? The oppressor's wrong, the proud man's contumely, the pangs of despised love, the law's delays, the insolence of office, and the spurns that patient merit of the unworthy takes when he himself might his quietus make with a bare bodkin. Who would fardels bear to grunt and sweat under a weary life but that the dread of something after death? The undiscovered country from whose bourne no traveller returns puzzles the will and makes us rather bear those ills we have than fly to others that we know not of. Thus conscience doth make cowards of us all. And thus the native hue of resolution is sicklied o'er with the pale cast of thought. And enterprises of great pith and moment, with this regard their currents turn awry and lose the name of action. Thank you.
Ah, the old and the new. That, of course, is The End from the film Shakespeare in Love, written by Nick Ingram and Gary Wright. And before that, you heard a classic from Laurence Olivier with music by William Wharton, I think, To Be or Not to Be from Hamlet. So that's our little celebration of Shakespeare's birth and death. We don't know a whole lot about him, do we? But I feel quite close to him, as I say, due to the plays that I've written. And we do one in London, actually, for Shakespeare's birthday. Didn't do it this year, but we're going to do it next year. A birthday, Shakespeare's birthday, kind of pub crawl. And we go to places like The Globe, where I worked for a short time, and other places. Oh, I won't go on about that now. I'll leave it till next time. And as I mentioned earlier, don't forget, next week's a request show. If there's anything you would like to hear, poetry, anything from a play, or book readings, anything you fancy, just let me know. nick@bohemianbritain.com. nick@bohemianbritain.com. Or, of course, the old regular address, which is radio@mavericktheatre.co.uk. radio@mavericktheatre.co.uk. I've got a Twitter account as well, but I'm running out of time. I mean, I'm losing the wheel with all my social handles. But thank you very much for your company. Have a fantastic week. Keep literally, Londonly brilliant. That went slightly wrong. I'll have to rewrite that for next time. I'll see you then. I'm Nick Hennigan. This is Literary London on Resonance 104.4 FM.